ahead and call to order the October 16, 2023 Board of Managers meeting for the Tarrant County 911 Emergency Assistance District. Ms. Decker, will you facilitate roll call, please?
Yes, Ms. Sadie.
Audrey Impa.
Present.
Rick Rosen. Robert Aldridge.
Here.
Robert Brex.
Here.
Sam Hall.
Here.
Jonathan Ingalls.
Here.
Ray Richardson.
Here.
And Valerie Washington.
Here.
Wade Olson.
Here.
And Bill Baxton.
Here.
Thank you. Move to agenda announcements.
No, we don't think we can do that.
Okay. Let's move to the consent agenda. Need a motion for approval of the September 18, 2023 meeting minutes.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Mayor Richardson, I am noticing in the minutes that the city that he is attributed to is incorrect in the minutes. It's the city of Everman.
Okay. Mayor's Council.
Mayor's Council, yeah.
Thank you.
Move approval of the minutes.
Are you just missing?
With the amended, requested amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Brunson.
Second.
Second by Ms. Washington. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Agenda passes.
You will notice that in the consent agenda, there was no financials.
So because of the audit, I haven't closed the fiscal year yet. So I'm working on closing the fiscal year. So that's why you are not seeing the monthly financials for September in your agenda packets. And one more thing I would like to mention, that the auditors have sent out a letter to all the board members. That's a third party confirmation directly by our auditors of Taylor Brown and Hill. So you should have received the letter, so please do respond to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Anil.
Anything else on the consent agenda? Okay. We'll move to item number 4, Bill, legislative update.
Morning.
Morning.
Since the last time I briefed you, there have been some interesting times in Austin. I think since the last time I was here, the Senate did not find the Attorney General guilty on any article of impeachment. Right after that trial, the Lieutenant Governor blasted the House for sending the articles of impeachment over to the Senate. The House then turns around and says, well, the trial was rigged anyway. The Lieutenant Governor took $3 million in campaign funds and a loan from the Attorney General's biggest supporters. So then the Lieutenant Governor comes back and says, this is disgraceful you would even say this. The Speaker needs to resign. In the meantime, the Attorney General has now vowed revenge against all the House members who brought the articles of impeachment forward. So I'm telling you all this because with this political backdrop, the governor calls a special session on school vouchers, border security, and ending COVID restrictions, and it started Monday the 9th. Now, there have been roughly 300 bills filed. I haven't seen anything that impacts us, but it's something I'm going to continue to monitor just to make sure, and if there's something that pops up, I'll alert Sherry and the other folks. But let's put that aside right now, because what's really important is the constitutional amendment election. It's coming up in first week of November. Early voting starts the 23rd. I still feel very confident about our amendment, the broadband infrastructure amendment. Past several weeks, myself and the other lobbyists for the Alliance in Harris County have been reaching out to different public safety associations and organizations around the state to try to raise awareness and build support for this amendment. And it's funny, many people are not aware of the impact that the broadband amendment will have on public safety and 911. I was talking to the Texas Police Chiefs Association and sent them information on it, and they had no idea. So if you're involved in any of these organizations around the state or up here locally, I would encourage you to let them know, make them aware, and if you need any information from me, like bullet points or anything, I'm happy to send those out to help out, just raise awareness on this. Back to the special session, you know, school vouchers is such a polarizing issue in the first place, and you really need the House and Senate if you want it to pass, they're going to have to work together to iron all of this out. Right now, the House and Senate are at each other's throats. So, who knows, it could get passed this special session, but the governor has said he's going to call them back again and again until it gets passed. It's definitely a priority for him. But other than that, it's quiet in Austin.
Thank you, Bill. Anybody yes. have any questions?
Could you please go ahead and send those bullet points to Sherry so that she could distribute them?
Sure.
Yeah. We can use them for elevators.
Yeah, I was going to ask for them, so thank you.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Are we prepared and ready to go on our educational campaign for the district for that?
We are not. Okay. We are not. We've been waiting to see what's happened and to see to keep us safe. But there have been some districts that have been putting stuff out that we've been sharing.
Okay.
So we've kind of stayed neutral. That we've been sharing on social media.
And I'll just also bring up, like the Texas Oil and Gas Association, along with, I've mentioned Broadband Now Coalition, which is AT&T and some other groups, they're putting out a lot of information to support a slate of amendments, including ours. And they're gonna spend a lot of money in the next couple of weeks to advertise this.
Yeah, and I think AT&T is one that we have shared.
Anybody else? Questions, comments? Thank you, Bill. We appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Move on to item 5, Executive Director Report, Ms. Dicker.
All right. If you notice, our monthly statistics that are on page 6 through 8 is our call volume, our social media sharing and members, and our events. So on page 6, 7, and 8, you'll see those. We have a new board action item on page 9, which Mr. Brunson asked about, is the TxDOT project fully funded? Bradley Alderley, attorney with TOSI, confirmed that the purchase of our property here has been fully funded, the 121 Sylvania project. So that has been completed. And
does that
I have
include
that
any
in
relocation fees?
I'm sorry?
Does that include any relocation fees?
Well, they have sent us their final offer, which is the exact offer that we got the first time, and Bradley is waiting to send our counteroffer.
The answer we're getting, we got from TxDOT's representative, Cobb Finley, who is handling the acquisition, is yes. It has been fully funded to include acquisition fees too. No specific dollar amounts given, and we have not yet submitted our relocation costs to TxDOT. As Sherry pointed out, they have made their final offer to us, which is still in basically $2.7 million for purchase of this building and in the remainder of the property. We're still negotiating with them on that, but the bigger cost, the bigger issue is the relocation cost, which we've got consultant helping us with that, and she had told us that she's going to have something to look at this week, so we're waiting on that. But it is moving in a good schedule right now. It's hard to believe. I was looking at my notes, we got the letter indicating that they wanted to come out here and appraise our property back on February the 9th, so it's coming up on a year. This process has been ongoing. They are giving us dates that are a couple of years down the road probably before they're actually going to be out here, but anything can happen. They could file a lawsuit in the next 30, 60 days, and we'll answer the lawsuit. We'll keep operating until we're able to build out our data center and relocate all of the facilities that we need to, and we've made that clear to their representative, and they understand that process. And without committing to any specific timelines, they understand where we're coming from, and they accept the fact that we are a unique situation.
Thank you. While we're speaking about TxDOT, Anil has an update on reimbursements.
Thank you, Sherry. That's a good segue into. We did receive our first reimbursement check from TxDOT that we submitted for our PCA and Phase 1 reports. So, to answer your question, whether it's the answer we received from TxDOT that they have fully funded the project. So we are taking it as the reimbursement portion is included because we did receive our first check.
And that covered what again? I'm sorry.
So PCA, property condition assessment and phase one environment.
To make sure that the building could sustain this. Thank you, Neil. The second item and the action item from the board is the regionalization study project. The board asked us to look into a more concrete ongoing. When are we going to talk about this? I know Chantel is not here. No, we have started this process. We're reaching out to MCP. They have the formula used to decide from the statistics that the entities gave us how they came up with the price per call. And if MCP is willing to share that with us, we don't know yet. But we have started the project charter for this event, this action item, and some of the possible ways that we could make this a living document where our PSAPs could go on possibly to the supervisor's website and add that in there so they could adjust those depending on the changes that are happening at their agency. So we have started with that. I gave a November 1 deadline to have the project charter completed and to me so that we can start reviewing that. Was there any other action items we missed for you, Mr. Brunson, last time?
No, ma'am. You've been quite thorough and comprehensive.
Thank you very much. So there's board action items. We asked in your board on page 12 that you look at the 2024 board dates and make sure that these are good for you. We don't have to make that decision today. If you go back and you find that there's some conflicts, please let Sandy know that so we can get those wrapped up. I am requesting, we usually never have a board meeting in November, but we have some high priority money items in the wings, and I'm requesting that if you look at your calendar and see if November 13th you're available, that we could get together and y'all approve and we discuss those with you.
That's North Carolina, South Carolina.
That would be on the 15th.
Oh, he's leaving on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'll be out.
You'll be out.
I'm at a conference the week of the 13th.
Okay.
I'll be out too.
And I will be out.
Well, that's not a good date then. We will look at a new date.
I was like, I'll be here.
Yeah. It's my 35th anniversary, so I'll be dead if I don't go.
Yes, you go to that. We'll find another
date. Thank you, Bringer.
Well, if there are items and meetings, if there are pressing items and we need to call a special meeting on a date that's conducive to the board's schedule, then we can certainly do that.
Thank you.
We will need quorum for that one.
We will need a quorum.
The expectation is we should have hopefully some contracts and some decisions ready for construction for our summer process, for actually having somebody can finish building the building for us.
And we're not quite ready for those yet. That's why we couldn't bring them today. But do we need to have it after the 13th then?
Sometime after the 13th will be good.
What is y'all's Thanksgiving week?
That's going to be rough.
That's rough.
Why don't you, Sandy, can you just facilitate a message to the board and see if we can't get a date that meets everybody's scheduling needs, or at least to get a form during some week after November 13th?
Yep.
We'll circle back
around. I'd ask for two dates.
Okay.
Yeah. One that we could meet in person,
okay. And
also one that we could participate remotely, because that's still legal as long as
that's legal with this board. Yes, if the chair is here, then others can remote in.
Okay.
You always are.
I appreciate that. The 2023 project charter updates, I just wanted on page 13 through 26. These are items that y'all approved back in 22 for the a five-year plan, and we just wanted to give you an update on where we are with those projects. Some of them are one-year projects, and most of them are 2 to 5-year projects. So that just gives you a percentage of where the team is on those projects. We are not going to read them today. That's just for your information only. And if you have any questions on any of the projects, please give me a call and we can talk about them. On page 27 is the director's accountability audit. Back in 22, after 1 year here, I asked for a team of staff members, one from each team, to come together and ask some hard questions of what did they want to know from the directors. And it could be autonomous. And they came up last year with 6 questions. And they sent them out to all the directors. Some were directed totally to them, some were directed just for me. And so this is the outcome of that. And then at the next Donuts with Directors meeting, we shared this with all the staff and let them further ask any additional questions that they had, or did we answer their questions and concerns. So that this is last year's, and the team was just sent an email earlier this week to please, it's that time again, how are we doing? So please come up with 5 to 6 questions and let us know our deadlines and we'll get those to you. So there again, your reading pleasure only, nothing that's really highlighted, but just to tell you things staff wanted to know and the comments that were made back to staff. And then F, text dot updates, and Neil already did that.
Any questions, comments from the board on any of the executive director's
items? I do. Sherry, in going back to the grid that you put together of the meeting action items.
Yes, ma'am.
On the item regarding funding for the TxDOT project, if you haven't already, can you put together a table that we could just kind of visually see where we are with funding of that project? Because I know it says it's funded, but it still seems like there are unknowns with what total relocation, things like that will be, especially
yes,
as we're starting to get reimbursements back from them and just kind of being able to see what that looks like.
I believe Neil already has one.
So if you look at your previous board agenda packet, there is a spreadsheet in there where it says the 12,600 reimbursement progress. And that sheet will be updated monthly.
Okay.
So since we don't have our financials, so you don't have
to make a
copy.
Perfect. Okay, good.
So it will be included.
Okay, thank you.
Can you post that information on the board portion of their website?
The what portion?
There is a section in the district's
for the board
deal that is for the board. Because there are some things that, you know, we may or may not keep the paper. But if we have a way to get the information electronically, then that makes it a whole lot easier to keep
up
with.
We can certainly work
on it. Yeah, it will be public. If y'all are okay with the public seeing that, then it's up to you.
Trying to get you ready for quarterly meetings.
I know you are. Yes, we can do that. I don't know why I'm losing my voice today. Neil, will you take that action item, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments, requests? Okay. We've got 6 purchases over $50,000. Start with requisition number 24-001, Motorola Hardware Refresh.
Ms. Sarah?
Good morning. Requesting approval for $1,888,382 for one of the Vesta Systems backroom hardware refresh.
It's on page 31 in your packet, if you're looking.
Sarah, what side is that for, you said?
This is a backroom refresh for one of the Vesta Systems. It is not specific to any site.
Okay. Any questions or discussion from the board?
You know, as a new, fairly new board member, can you just give me a super high thumbnail overview of the of what that means?
So this is the host infrastructure that supports the PSAPs.
Okay. That's the backbone of it. Okay.
And if we want to dig in further, we can in executive session. But
no, I wasn't sure. VESTA, is that just the?
That's a 911 call handling software.
The software.
That
okay.
That they use at the PSAP.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
And everything in the upgrade is compatible with our plans for next gen 911?
Yes, sir. And we look to take advantage of grant funding. So.
Okay. And is page 31 the actual list of sites that are covered by that piece? Because you said it wasn't that specific. Mm-hmm.
It is not. It is the system that supports those
pieces. Okay.
We have a motion to approve requisition number 24-001.
Motion to approve.
Motion
second.
From Chief Aldridge, second from Chief Hall. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, requisition 24-002, renewal of the employee health insurance plan benefits.
All second. Right. I am excited to say that we don't have a lot of changes as far as costs with our medical insurance. So we only have like a 4.1% increase. So very small amount for the dental, which we have in Sun Life. There will not be a financial increase nor with our vision. We did see a slight increase with the life insurance with Sun Life. It's going to be a 4.5% increase, which only is a difference of $19.23 in terms of what we pay now. And it has not been increased since 2017 or 18. It's been a while. In terms of the medical insurance, just going back to that, it's just a difference in terms of what we pay now, which is $61,876. The renewal cost is $64,439, which is a difference of a 4.1% increase to FY 2024. In terms of the benefits, they will remain the same. Nothing changed from last year pretty much. So we're very happy about that. The only other thing that I'm going to be looking into, because I did have some inquiries from staff regarding long-term care insurance, so I am looking at that and getting some quotes on that. If I get anything that may look, well, great for the staff, I will be back and sharing that information with you all as well.
Thank you.
So we recommend approval.
Thank you, Stephanie. Any questions or comments from the board?
Okay. Motion to approve.
Thank you, Chief Aldridge.
Second.
Ms. Washington, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Requisition number 24-003, Texas County and District Retirement System for fiscal year, for 2024 plan provision.
Yes. Thank so on page 66 on the agenda item, the staff is recommending for approval for our retirement system for $476,100. Any questions?
So what is our funding percentage?
97.7.
Okay. So we're still really strong and healthy.
And that information is on page 67.
Any questions, comments, requests from the board? Okay, do I have a motion to approve requisition 24-003?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Chief Aldridge. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Brunson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code, the district reserves the right to convene an executive session to consult with our legal representation. We will do so at 10:25.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Just read into the record, it's pursuant to section 551.071.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, it is 11:25 on October the 16th, 2023, and we are reconvening out of executive session. And pursuant to business discussed in executive session, are there any motions to be executed?
I'd like to make a motion to lift the holds on the COLA and merit pays for the Director of GIS, the Director of Network and Technology, the Director of Technical Operations, and then make it retro to October 1st, 2023.
Okay, motion by Chief Engel, second.
Second.
Second by Chief Aldridge, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move to public comment. Seeing that there is no public, we will call this meeting adjourned at 11:26. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So why don't Motorola and AT&T
turn off the recording, please?